Modern Homes with central heating and air conditioning. Whether you're looking for a variable speed gas furnace, single or two-stage heating, Kundinger and Kroll has you covered. Trained furnaces are guaranteed to keep your home warmer, your bills lower, and those winter months a little more enjoyable. Stop in today at Kundinger and Kroll in Sebring or call them at 989-883-2770 to find out more about a Trained furnace. Ask about their heat pump units also. Remember, it's hard to stop a Train.
Everyone from Unionville Sebring Area Schools welcomes you to the high school district tournament tonight. When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. They know that the foundation for a good education starts in the classroom, but they also know that a well-rounded student needs more than just what they can be taught from a book. Studies show that students that participate in a sport, club, or school activity are much more likely to feel connected to their school, perform better, and attend regularly. USA is committed to creating opportunities for everyone. From music and band programs to sports, FFA, robotics, student council, drama, and more, USA Schools has a plethora of activities to suit almost any student. USA Schools also knows that none of these activities would be possible for our students without the time volunteered by our parents, faculty, teachers, and the school board. Thanks to all of you for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. To find more information on USA Schools, go to their website, think-usa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network as Millington and Brown City are duking it out in game number one of Region 21. And currently, the Brown City Green Devils are leading by 4 points, 55-51, with 42 seconds left in regulation. And Brown City is getting the ball inbounded and can immediately fouled by Millington and sending them to the line. So far, the last trip, they went 1-for-2, which pushed it to a two-possession game, 55-51. Now on the line would be Cameron Revels. He's a junior for this Brown City squad. Young squad for Brown City, and he misses the first one. Score remains 4-point differential, 55-51. Brown City leading by four with 41 seconds left. Winner of this first game will go on to play the winner of USA and Flint Beecher, which we'll have for you. He missed both free throws, and here comes Millington.
Millington's got to go all the way up court. That's going to take some time off the clock.
Bryce Beers into the corner, back to number five. Ethan Brady, a sophomore, over to the right wing. That'd be Brandon Reed. Reed takes a three off the mark. Rebound, Brown City's that would be Calvin Cook, and he is fouled on the rebound. We walk the length of the court to the far side or right side of your radio, and Calvin Cook goes to the free throw line with his squad leaving by 4 points, 55-51, with 25 seconds between them in a regional final.
Calvin Cook has been doing most of the scoring for Brown City tonight, and of course, at the foul line, he is really dangerous.
Full gymnasium tonight. Like we said, nice facilities here in Montrose, just a little bit small for a regional venue.
Sometimes I wonder if Calvin lets go a little bit too fast, but he swishes it.
He made that first one, 56-51. Brown City out, now out by five. Check that, six. 2-for-2 on that trip, and Brown City extends their lead out to 6 points, 57-51, 23 seconds. Here comes Beers, bringing it up for Millington. Underneath the defense is wide open in the lane. That would be Breyer Beers, and he makes the layup. Brown City is able to inbound it to Caleb Muxlow. He is fouled immediately, so they sent him to the free throw line with 12.8 seconds left. Brown City hanging on and clinging to that 4-point lead, 57-53.
Caleb Muxlow is a senior. He should know just exactly how important these two free throws are.
Caleb Muxlow, just one of two seniors on the squad. The other would be number 12, Anthony Ford. And Muxlow hits the first one. Back out to a 5-point lead for Brown City.
If he makes this one with 12.8 to go, a two-possession ball game, it's...
And he does.
It seems too much to overcome.
59-53, 10 seconds left. Here comes Beers over to the right corner. Pops the three, would be number zero. Brandon Reed, no good. Putback is good
from Bryce Beers.
They don't need to inbound it, and this ball game is over. The Brown City Green Devils upset the Millington Cardinals to advance to the Region 21 Finals. The Green Devils move on, and then Anthony Troshak's squad is victorious in their first game. Final score, Brown City 59, Millington 55. Brown City will now go on to take on the winner of Flint Beecher and the USA Patriots, a game we'll have right here for you in just a short moment on Sports Radio 102.1. We'll return in 2 minutes with a look at the Flint Beecher Bucks right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
The tug on the line. The tip of the rod bending. As the drag on the reel screams, letting you know you have at least a 12-pound walleye on. Fishing season is here. Get into the action right now with a Mercury-powered Lund fishing package from Lindy's Sales in Quantico. Buy a Lund boat from Lindy's Sales and get a rebate of up to $1,000. Also receive a 2-year extended warranty. With the original 3-year warranty, that's up to 5 years of your new Lund boat covered under warranty. Mercury Motors means you'll get to the hot spots while they're still hot. Stop fishing for excuses. Visit Lindy's Sales today, just 10 miles east of Bay City in Quantico, or at lindysales.com. The fish won't stand a chance this summer with a Lund from Lindy's.
Really?
Okay, everybody get in line. Yep, let's make one solid line and we'll start the interview process shortly.
Yo, Greg, what are you doing, man? What's the big crowd of people for?
Sorry, hold on. Let me put this down. Hey there, Mike. I won't even make you get in line. We can do your interview right away. Only the best treatment for my best friends. I just got a new Samsung Galaxy S7 from ThumbCell for only $299. And right now I can get 50 bonus gigs for myself and 50 bonus gigs to give to someone else, which is why I'm holding these interviews. I need to find someone worthy of such a marvelous gift.
Holy cellular splendor. Yeah, I'll totally take that interview. 50 bonus gigs from ThumbCellular would be awesome. Now, what do you need to know?
Right now at Thumb Cellular, get 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 for a friend. Stop into any of the offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky to see why Thumb Cellular is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Talk of, talk of, talk of the Thumb.
Talk of, talk of, talk of the Thumb.
Listen to the WLAW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight from Montrose, Michigan, as the Flint Beecher Bucks take on the USA Patriots in regional semifinals. Our first game we just saw, the Brown City Green Devils upset the Millington Cardinals to advance to the regional final. First time in a long time for Brown City. Good to see them back in the mix. And let's take a look at the Flint Beecher Bucks. They're 18-5 overall. They're 5 losses. Mind you, 5 is the most they've had in quite some time, but they've had 5 losses, 3 of which were to Class A schools, 2 Class B, with one of those being a triple overtime game against New Haven. They finished 10-0 in the Genesee Area Conference Red Division, which put them in first place 3 games ahead of Lake Fenton and Flint Hamity. Mike Williams has been at the helm for the Bucks and has 4 state championships to his credit. In the last 8 seasons, Williams and his red and white squad have gone 186-24 with 6 trips to the Breslin Center to boot. And for those keeping score at home, that's an .885 batting average. In comparison to previous years, an 18-5 mark is the worst record for Flint Beecher in 8 years. Despite that, though, they are perhaps the best team in Class C. Of the 20 regular season games this year, just 3 were against fellow Class C opponents. Byron once and Flint Hamity twice. Otherwise, it was 15 Class B schools and 5 Class A competitors, and they took out 2 Class A teams, which were 3 of their original losses of the season. Altogether, Beecher is known for their offense, probably because they average 74.3 points a game, and it's just not that they are scoring more, but they're also holding their opponents to 56.7 points on defense. So through 23 games, the average margin of victory for Beecher is 17.6 points. The Bucks went